Ever wished your IT team, had like superpowers? Like they could predict problems even before they happened and save your company a ton of money.
Well, you might just get your wish. I mean, we're diving into AI and IT today, and trust me, it's getting really good at that superhero stuff.
Okay, I knew this was going to be interesting. But like an IT team with superpowers, what does that actually mean?
Whoa.
So we're specifically looking at AI and how it's changing the financial and operational side of IT, right?
Right. So the guide for this deep dive is this report, The AI Revolution in Information Technology: Why It Matters for CFOs and CIOs. And it's arguing that AI isn't just some tech fad, it's a whole new way to think about IT.
Okay, and it claims that AI can not only cut costs, but it can boost efficiency and even generate more revenue.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty revolutionary. But let's start with something I think everyone wants to hear about: cost cutting. How does AI actually help save money?
Well, it's fascinating actually how AI tackles costs from like all these different angles. So think about all the repetitive tasks, manual processes, the reactive firefighting that IT departments do all the time. AI can automate a lot of those things and even use like machine learning to spot patterns and potential problems before they, cause big issues.
So less of those late night scrambles to fix things.
Exactly.
The report also mentioned something called AI-powered predictive maintenance. What is that?
So it's essentially using AI to monitor equipment and predict when it might fail. So the idea is to fix things before they break down and cause like costly disruptions. It's kind of like instead of waiting for your car to break down on the highway, you get alerts telling you when it's time for maintenance.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So it's all about being proactive instead of reactive. Are there any real-world examples of that in action?
Oh yeah, tons. General Electric, for example, they implemented predictive maintenance across their operations and they saved a staggering $2 billion.
$2 billion. That's not just saving money, that's like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing this AI magic isn't exactly cheap to set up. So what kind of investment are we talking about here?
You're right. AI adoption does require upfront investment. Companies need to think about things like infrastructure, hiring new talent, training existing staff. But the thing is, the cost-benefit analysis shouldn't just be on immediate savings.
Oh, so you're saying there are hidden benefits that we might not see immediately.
Right. Think about improved decision-making, reduced risk, happier customers. These things are harder to measure, but they're just as important in the long run.
So it's not just about saving money, it's about creating a more efficient and resilient IT operation. Now, the report also talks about AI transforming IT management itself. Can you
Yeah,
elaborate on that?
sure. So imagine AI systems that can monitor your entire IT infrastructure in real time. They can flag problems and they can even fix some of them automatically.
Okay.
It's like having a self-healing system for your IT.
That sounds almost too good to be true. How does that play out in the real world?
Well, Google's DeepMind AI is a great example. They used it to manage the cooling systems in their data centers, and they ended up increasing energy efficiency by like 40%.
Wow.
And it wasn't just saving energy, it actually freed up their IT staff so they could focus on more strategic tasks.
That's a significant improvement. And speaking of freeing up IT staff, the report also mentions AI chatbots and virtual assistants. I'm guessing this is about automating IT support.
Exactly. So think about all the time people waste trying to get help from IT support. AI chatbots can handle a lot of those routine requests, and they can provide quick and accurate answers to common questions.
Yeah, I have to admit, some of my most frustrating work experiences are waiting on hold with IT support. So is AI the answer to all of my tech support woes?
Well, it can certainly help. So ServiceNow found that companies using AI chatbots saw a 60% reduction in help desk calls. So that means faster solutions for employees and more time for IT teams to work on, important projects.
All right, so AI can optimize costs in IT operations and management. But what about cloud computing? Because that's a huge expense for many businesses these days. Does AI have any solutions there?
Absolutely. I mean, cloud adoption is booming, but managing those costs can be like a nightmare. So the report specifically mentions tools like AWS Cost Explorer and Azure Advisor. These use AI to help businesses understand their cloud spending.
But how do they actually work? Do they just tell you to spend less?
No, it's much more sophisticated than that. They analyze your cloud usage, they identify areas where you might be overspending, and then recommend ways to right-size your resources. It's kind of like having a financial advisor for your cloud infrastructure.
Okay, so instead of just blindly paying for cloud services,
Yeah.
you get tailored recommendations on how to use the resources more efficiently.
Exactly. And the potential savings are impressive. Companies using these AI-powered cloud optimization tools have reported saving up to 25% on their annual cloud expenses.
That's a game changer, especially for companies who really rely on the cloud. So we've seen how AI can optimize costs in IT operations and management and even the cloud. What other areas of IT are being impacted? Well, one area that's seen a lot of innovation is software development. AI is being used to make development faster, more efficient, which ultimately helps companies be more agile.
Okay, we're gonna have to dive deeper into that in the next part. But before we move on, is there anything else about AI's impact on cost savings that you think our listeners should know?
Yeah, I think the key takeaway is that AI isn't just about cutting costs. It's about making IT more strategic. It's about using data and intelligence to make better decisions that ultimately benefit the entire organization.
That makes a lot of sense. So AI isn't just a tool for saving money, it's a tool for making smarter decisions. And that brings us to the next part of our deep dive, how AI is changing the game for software developers.
So welcome back to our deep dive into AI in IT. Before the break, we were exploring AI's impressive cost-saving capabilities, but
AI's impact goes way beyond, just trimming the budget.
you're saying it could actually help businesses make more money.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued, but also a little skeptical.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, think about how businesses generate revenue, right? It often involves creating amazing customer experiences, streamlining operations to, boost output and developing new innovative products and services.
Yeah.
And AI can be a total game changer in all of these areas.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection here. The report specifically mentioned AI-powered personalization.
Yeah.
How does that help bring in more revenue?
Well, think about those times when you're shopping online and it feels like the website just knows exactly what you want, right? Like it's recommending products that perfectly match your taste. That's AI-powered personalization in action.
Okay.
So by analyzing customer data, AI can tailor each user's experience, leading to increased sales and loyalty.
So it's like having a personal shopper for every single customer, but without the added expense.
Exactly.
Now that makes sense for retail, but how would this apply in other industries like manufacturing?
That's where AI's role in the Internet of Things, or IoT, comes in.
Okay.
The report highlighted how Siemens uses AI in its IoT solutions to optimize factory operations.
IoT and factories. Can you break
Yeah.
that down for me? That sounds a little complicated.
Sure. So imagine sensors all over a factory floor, constantly collecting data on things like machine performance, energy use, all sorts of stuff. AI analyzes this data in real time, spots patterns, anomalies, and then makes adjustments to improve efficiency and cut down on waste.
So it's like having an AI brain overseeing the entire production line, making sure everything is running smoothly and efficiently. Did Siemens actually see results from this?
Oh, yeah, they
Yeah.
did. They reported a 15% increase in production efficiency and significant energy savings. And that translates directly to, a healthier bottom line with increased revenue and reduced costs.
Okay, now that's what I call a win-win. But with all these advancements in AI, it sounds like both CIOs and CFOs need to be on board. What are their roles in successfully integrating AI into a company?
Well, they're really the key players in this whole AI revolution. The CIO acts as kind of the architect of the AI strategy, focusing on choosing the right tools, building the necessary infrastructure, and fostering a culture of learning within the IT department.
Okay.
And of course, cybersecurity is a top priority, making sure that these AI systems are protected.
So the CIO is responsible for making sure the organization has the right technical capabilities and talent to actually use AI effectively. What about the CFO? Where do they fit in?
Well, the CFO is really like the guardian of AI investments. Their job is to evaluate the return on investment for AI projects, manage budgets effectively, and make sure everything aligns with financial regulations.
So it sounds like they have to strike a balance between embracing innovation and keeping a close eye on the bottom line.
Yeah, it's a partnership. The CIO focuses on the implementation while the CFO makes sure it makes financial sense.
Makes sense. But there's another crucial aspect of AI adoption that we need to address, and that's the software development side. Remember, we talked about how AI can make software development faster and more efficient?
Yeah.
So let's dive into that now. What kind of impact are we talking about here?
Well, think about tools like GitHub Copilot. It's like having this super smart coding assistant that can suggest code snippets, catch bugs, and even automate some of the testing.
Wow.
So this allows developers to write better code faster.
That sounds incredibly helpful. It's like having an extra pair of eyes on your work all the time.
Yeah.
But are there any like real world results that show how much this can speed up development?
Oh, yeah. So Deloitte estimates that AI-assisted development tools have the potential to reduce application development time by 30 to 50%.
That's a massive leap forward.
Yeah, it's huge.
That means businesses can bring new products and features to market much faster, which gives them a serious edge over their competitors. But I am curious about something. If AI is getting so good at coding, does that mean that human developers are eventually going to be out of a job?
That's a question that a lot of people are asking. While AI is certainly capable of automating some coding tasks, it's unlikely to completely replace human developers anytime soon.
Okay.
It's more about collaboration.
So it's not about humans versus machines. It's about humans working with machines to achieve better results.
Exactly. So AI tools can handle the more tedious aspects of coding, which frees up human developers to focus on the creative and strategic elements of software development.
So it's like giving developers superpowers,
yeah,
allowing them to work faster and smarter. Now, I know we've been focusing a lot on the technical side of AI and IT, but what about the human side of things? How are these AI advancements impacting IT professionals and their roles?
That's a great question. The rise of AI in IT does raise some concerns about job displacement, but it's more likely that AI will augment existing roles rather than completely eliminate them.
So instead of replacing IT professionals, AI is going to become a tool that helps them do their jobs better.
Exactly. Think of it as like a shift in skills and responsibilities. IT professionals will need to become more comfortable working alongside AI, understanding its capabilities, and knowing how to use it effectively.
That makes sense. It's about adapting to the changing landscape and learning new skills to stay relevant.
Right.
But what about the impact on company culture? Introducing AI into an organization can't be easy.
You're right. There are definitely cultural considerations. It's crucial to foster a culture of learning and collaboration where employees feel empowered to embrace AI and are provided with the necessary training and support.
So it's about creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable with these changes,
yeah,
and sees AI as an opportunity rather than a threat. But I'm also curious about the more practical side of things. How do organizations actually go about integrating AI into their existing IT systems?
Well, that's where the report highlights a range of frameworks that are designed to guide organizations through this process of AI adoption. These frameworks provide a structured approach to implementing AI, ensuring that it aligns with business goals and that it's done responsibly.
Frameworks. That sounds interesting. But before we dive into that, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll explore these frameworks and discuss how they can help organizations successfully navigate the world of AI in IT. We're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into AI in IT. We've seen how AI is transforming everything from cost optimization to software development and creating these new possibilities for businesses.
Yeah, it really is a paradigm shift. But as with any major technological advancement, you know, there are going to be challenges and uncertainties along the way. The key is to approach AI adoption strategically and thoughtfully.
Now, before the break, you mentioned that there are these frameworks designed to guide organizations through this process. Can you give us like a rundown of these frameworks and why they're so important?
Sure. So these frameworks basically provide a roadmap for AI implementation. They help organizations kind of navigate all the complexities and ensure that everything aligns with the business goals. The report highlights a few key examples, but let's focus on two that are particularly relevant. The AI Maturity Model Framework and the People Process Technology Framework.
Okay, let's start with the AI Maturity Model Framework. What's the main idea behind that one?
So this framework helps organizations assess their readiness for AI adoption. It outlines different stages of AI maturity, starting with awareness and moving through, you know, experimentation, operationalization, ultimately reaching a stage of transformation.
So it's like a guide for organizations to figure out where they are on their AI journey and what steps they need to take to progress.
Exactly. And each stage has specific considerations for CIOs and CFOs. For example, in the early stages, they need to focus on identifying key business challenges that AI can address and running pilot projects to test, you know, the feasibility of AI solutions.
And as organizations become more mature in their AI adoption, they move towards operationalizing these solutions, integrating AI into their core business strategies, and constantly looking for new opportunities to innovate.
Exactly. Now, the People Process Technology Framework emphasizes that successful AI implementation requires alignment across, you know, those three key areas: people, processes, and technology.
So it's not just about having the right technology. It's also about having the right people with the right skills and adapting your processes to integrate AI effectively.
That's right. So when it comes to people, it's about upskilling your workforce, potentially hiring new talent with AI expertise, and managing change effectively as AI, you know, inevitably transforms roles and responsibilities.
And for processes, I imagine it involves redesigning workflows to incorporate AI, setting clear metrics to measure the impact of these AI initiatives, and ensuring that human oversight remains a critical part of the equation.
Exactly. It's not about replacing humans with AI. It's about finding the right balance between human expertise and AI capabilities. And finally, for technology, it's about making sure you have the right infrastructure in place. This includes things like high-performance computing, cloud storage, and secure APIs for AI integration.
So it's a very holistic approach, considering all of the elements that are crucial for success. These frameworks sound like valuable tools for organizations that really want to embrace AI. But what does all this mean for our listeners? What are the key takeaways from our deep dive today?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that AI in IT is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Mm. Organizations need to carefully consider their specific goals, their resources, and their risk tolerance when choosing an AI implementation strategy.
So it's not just about jumping on the AI bandwagon. It's about making strategic decisions that align with the organization's needs and long-term vision.
Absolutely. And it's essential to remember that AI is constantly evolving. What's cutting edge today might be outdated tomorrow. So a commitment to continuous learning and adaptation is crucial.
That's a great point. With AI advancing at such a rapid pace, what skills do you think are essential for IT professionals to thrive in this, you know, evolving landscape?
Well, data literacy is definitely paramount. Being comfortable working with data, understanding different data types, and being able to extract meaningful insights is really crucial.
So brushing up on those data analysis skills is a must. What else?
Well, familiarity with AI concepts and technologies is becoming increasingly important. You know, you don't need to be a data scientist, but a basic understanding of machine learning, deep learning, and natural language processing can go a long way.
It's about understanding what these technologies can and can't do so you could actually use them effectively in your work. What about those softer skills? Are those still important in the age of AI?
Absolutely. Communication is key. You need to be able to explain complex AI concepts to non-technical colleagues, build consensus around AI initiatives, and effectively communicate the value of AI to the entire organization.
It's about being able to translate all the technical jargon into something everyone can understand and get behind.
Exactly. And problem-solving, critical thinking are also essential. AI systems can automate many tasks, but they can't replace human ingenuity and the ability to think outside the box.
So it's about embracing a growth mindset, being adaptable, and constantly learning and evolving your skills as the technology landscape changes. It sounds like a lot to keep up with, but also incredibly exciting.
It is an exciting time to be in IT. The possibilities are endless. We encourage you to explore the frameworks we've discussed today, assess your organization's AI readiness, and start your own AI journey.
And remember, AI is not just a technology. It's a transformative force that will shape the future of business. By embracing this change, you can position yourself and your organization for success in this new era.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into AI in IT. We hope this exploration has been insightful and has sparked your curiosity about the possibilities of AI.
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with technology.